Hello. Hello, everybody. This is Adam from The Krebs Cycle. And this is my first attempt at podcasting. Yeah. So, I first started listening to podcasts, that is, about 5 or 6 months ago. When I first got my iPod, I found out about it. I don't know how I found out about it, but this is before iTunes had the whole podcasting thing going on, and I started listening to the Adam Curry podcast, The Daily Source Code, which is basically a podcast about podcasting, but it was really good because it allowed me to find out more about it and what software to use to subscribe to podcasts and basically find out what was out there, and I really liked it. I really enjoyed it, but I have since stopped listening to Adam Curry because, he just, you know, he's starting to deify himself as, like, the god of podcasting and everything, and it turned me off, and I think I just kind of, like, outgrew his show or something, I don't know, but, and I don't know if anybody, like, probably a very few of you follow such minute details about podcasting, but I read an article on a blog or something somewhere that apparently he went into the Wikipedia, which is anybody is able to post anything to Wikipedia. That's one of the caveats of Wikipedia, is that, you know, it's maintained by the users. Same thing like IMDb, you know. So it's going to have a lot of errors and just untrue statements. So apparently what happened is that one of the other people, I don't know, that developed podcasting, they had written an entry for podcasting, and somebody had gone in and rewritten basically the article in Wikipedia and, you know, basically credited Adam Curry for the whole thing and all this bullshit, whatever. And it turns out that the person who accessed it to do that had an IP address that was registered to Adam Curry. So when I found that out, I was kind of like, yuck, that's disgusting. Anyway, but enough of that, enough about podcasting. Let's talk about podcasts themselves, shall we? Anyway, so I listen to a handful of podcasts. They're gay podcasts, and they are, you know, The Feast of Fools and Lucky Bitch Radio with Wanda Wisdom, Fox in the City with Reagan Fox, and also Yeast Radio with Madge Weinstein. And you can find links to those podcasts on my blog. They're on the sidebar, right under my profile, my picture, and you can find links to those podcasts and check them out. They're really fun. They're some of them are political, like Madge Weinstein. She gets political on her blog, but most of the time it's just, you know, commentary on culture and just also just, you know, gay life, whatever, fabulousness, like the Feast of Fools and everything. They have transvestite drag queens and whatnot on their show, so it's a lot of fun. And so what else this week? Let me think. Wednesday, I went to a hockey game. I braved the ice out here in Dallas. I walked to American Airlines Arena because I don't live that far away from it. So I decided to walk, and it was a little bit of an adventure. You know, people were driving like ass all over the place, so I had to make sure I didn't get run over by some Mercedes-Benz SUV with like a W sticker on it, because if I died like that, I don't know what I would do. It'd be pretty embarrassing. But, yeah, anyway. So I went to the hockey game. It was pretty fun. The attendance was pretty low, so we got to move down closer to the ice. And hockey, I hadn't been to a hockey game since I was, like, 12 years old. And, you know, I like basketball. Basketball's great. I understand it. But hockey, I don't know, maybe, I'm sure there is a strategy to hockey, but to me, it just seems like it's just some kind of random, haphazard, you know, hit the puck and eventually it'll get into the net. And, you know, occasionally the referees like wake up and they're like, oh, you know, foul, whatever the hell it is in hockey. I don't fucking know. But anyway, but it was cool. It was fun. I had a good time with everybody that went. And because I was at the hockey game, I missed the season premiere of Project Runway 2. But fear not, because those of you that read my blog, you know that I have TiVo, and that I love TiVo. I worship TiVo. It gives me my drug of reality television shows. But anyway, so tonight I finally got around to watching the new episodes of Project Runway, and I am so excited. I love that show. I loved that show last season. It's so fantastic. I think it's I think it's the most harsh of all the reality television shows, because it's these people, and I'm amazed at these people. They are able to just take pieces of fabric and turn them into garments in less than, like, you know, 24 hours or something. I don't know. And it's just, it blows my mind, because I wouldn't even know where to begin with something like that. Like, where do you start? Like, I don't even know how to start conceptualizing how to assemble a t-shirt, let alone, like, some kind of high fashion dress. But anyway, and it's so great. I think it's really just, it's the reality television show with the most schadenfreude, because these people are putting themselves out there. They're designing these things. They're showing themselves. And then they just get shit on by Heidi Klum and Michael Kors and Nina Garcia, who's, like, the fashion editor of Elle. They just get completely shit on. And it's not like The Apprentice, where you can be like, oh, well, Carrie did the accounting, you know, and she screwed up or whatever, blah, blah, blah. No, it's just like, you know, look, you made this dress. It's ugly. We hate you. Go home. You know, I mean, that's what it's like. And it's harsh. It's really harsh. But I just love that show. And this season's hilarious. I found something really funny about this season is that, you know, Heidi Klum is pregnant, or she was pregnant when they filmed this. And I just found it odd that there's been just, everybody's just pretending like everything's normal, which, I mean, I guess is the right thing to do, but Heidi Klum is just, like, strutting around doing her thing, and she's got this giant belly, and she's just like, you guys are in or you're out, you know, like, I mean, she's just got this giant belly, whatever, and it's weird. It's a little bit weird. I'm not quite used to the belly on Heidi, so, but, yeah. The first episode was really great. I liked all the characters. I think they're going to be a lot of fun to watch this season, and there seems to be a lot of talent. And definitely there's going to be some amazing rivalries because, you know, they are artistes, of course, and they're going to get their feelings hurt. And tonight was great because Diane von Furstenberg, whatever, Furstenhugen, whatever, as Adina on Absolutely Fabulous would call her, was on the show. She's this really old school designer, but anyway, I just love her because she looks like, you know, she looks like Sophia Loren's twin sister or something from Germany, but she's got this, like, old, very old look, you know, and she's got this fabulous clothes on, and her skin's all leathery and everything, and just, she like, reeks of fabulousness, and I just imagine her, like, sitting around with people doing depraved things, but somehow they're able to reconcile that these depraved things are, like, they're elegant and they're in, so they'll be, like, sitting around, like, a bowl of, like, fetuses or something, like, sucking on them, and they're just like, oh, isn't it fabulous? You know, like, it's just, I don't know. But that's, yeah, aren't I sick? Aren't I just sick and twisted? You know, but that's really, that's how I am, and it may not come through my writing, but I'm weird. I'm a weird person, honestly. I'm very strange. I'm inappropriate. I say inappropriate things, but, you know, it's not personal, and I, like, sometimes I'll say, like, things that an outsider might perceive as racist or something like that, but I'm just saying it because, I don't know, maybe I like to say the things that everybody's thinking but nobody wants to say. I don't know, but, like, tonight, for example, my friend Kim, she drove me home. Bless her heart for driving me home. Anyway, she drove me home tonight, and this, like, Mexican, like, jumped out or something. And, like, I have nothing against Mexican people, sorry. I shouldn't have said it, like, you know, this Mexican, whatever. But anyway, this Mexican guy, like, jumped out in front of our car, like, not in the crosswalk or anything, jumped out in front of her car. And I, like, was, like, screaming. I was like, El Crosso Waco. You know, like, something completely inappropriate like that. You know, but that's, you know, it's just me. I'm not racist or anything, and I'm not, whatever. I'm totally, you know, accepting of all races, religions, creeds, whatever. Well, maybe not all religions, but that's for another podcast, maybe. Anyway, but just kidding. No, I accept everybody for who they are. All right, anyway. Yeah, but, you know, that's just how I am. I'm inappropriate. And I guess you can say candid. I guess that's the good word to use. Someone once wrote to one of my friends in a high school yearbook. Actually, it's my best friend, Heather. Someone once wrote to her in the yearbook that they always admired her candidness or something. I mean, I guess that person didn't know the word candor at the time, but what a weird thing to say to somebody. I admire your candidness. Like, what does that mean? Is that an insult? It's a backhanded compliment. Like, thanks. Anyway, so podcasting, isn't this weird? This is like when I was a kid, I had one of those tape recorders, you know, like it was like a Panasonic or a Sears or something like that. And I had that like 90 minute tape or something. And like, I just record myself making weird noises and just play it back and then laugh. And then I would record myself laughing and then laugh at myself laughing. I mean, it's what this is like. It's just weird. But I think it's going to be fun. And I don't know if this is going to be something that I'm going to do on a regular basis. I think what I'm going to do, though, is I will definitely post this for Say It Sunday. And I might just do my Say It Sunday posts like this all the time. Because I think after what happened last week with that whole issue with Audio Blogger, this is better. It's a lot easier. So let me know what you think. Sorry if I offended anybody tonight, but oh well. Anyway, no, just kidding. So just let me know what you think. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you want more? Do you want me to shut up? So that's it. And I will be writing to all of you this week, of course. And hope you all have a good week. Take care. Bye-bye.